views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
And it is a great day on Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher. And well, thanks for joining us on Transformational Talk Radio. If you're a regular listener to our show, you know we're here to discuss issues and ideas that can literally transform your life. And today, well, as always, we've got a great show lined up for you. I am really excited today. I have to say, on my end, I talk a lot about choices and consequences. And in fact, in every presentation I give, I start with the statement that every choice has a consequence. Now, you've heard me say the challenge often arises when we're thrust into situations that require us to make choices that we didn't really want to make, situations we didn't consciously choose to be in. And, you know, gosh, life, sometimes it hurls at us opportunities to make choices. Sometimes we don't want them. And now here's the kicker. What we might choose that seems simple and limited to us can have profound consequences out of what we might think is our sphere of influence. A bit like dropping a pebble into the proverbial pond. You just think it's limited to that, but there are things that happen in life based on our choices that sometimes we just don't see. And if we make bad choices, although some might say there are no bad choices, well, let's put it this way. The consequences can be less than desirable, I know. I've said before, I've made some pretty poor choices in life, and the outcome, well, let's put it this way. The outcome wasn't fun. Spending time in federal prison is just not fun. But I also can tell you that the opposite is also true. If you make positive, empowering choices in life, well, you'll find that the outcome can be awesome, and I am living that as well. So, and I guess it's safe to say here on Straight Talk Radio that I know a thing or two about choices and consequences, but my guest today also understands the power of choices and change, not only from a practical perspective, but from a spiritual perspective as well. In fact, I think it's safe to say that she sees choices from a far broader perspective than most. Deborah Olive is a professional speaker, trainer, and transformational coach. Passionate to support professionals to break through their upper limits and live a full spectrum life, Deborah provides time-tested, vision-based coaching programs that harness the invisible side of success. Those same proven success principles that inspired people like Andrew Carnegie or Eleanor Roosevelt or Martin Luther King Jr. or Steve Jobs. As a speaker, she connects with her audience, conveying easy to understand techniques for unleashing one's true potential. Her message is personable, actionable, and unforgettable. People often say it was just as if she was talking to me. Now, Deborah's also a Unity minister and has the dubious distinction of being the minister at the service where my wife and I renewed our vows. And Deborah, it took, okay? It's still working. I mean, against all odds, we're together. So, girl, you got the juice. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm having a little fun here, but it is truly great, Deborah, to have you on Straight Talk Radio. So, Deborah, welcome.
It's great to be here, Chuck, and you know, we've talked some about the opportunity to share a radio show actually for several years, so it's really, really a joy to be here with you today.
Yeah, it's powerful to think of the times that we've, sat on a couch. I'm petting these two gorgeous, beautiful snow white dogs. Oh my goodness. And talking about what we envision for the future and speaking that into existence, and the next thing you know, years pass, and the reality is, in both cases, we are manifesting exactly what we thought about, what we spoke about, what we envisioned. And you are a unique guest, Deborah, in that not only are you a professional presenter, but you've also hosted your own radio show about spiritual social action. And today you help others find the invisible side of success. So first thing, let me just start off with, what does that mean to you?
Well, to me, the there are principles that we teach our children that are really, really obvious. Most of the time, we rely on our five senses, what we can see, taste, touch, feel, hear. But there are some invisible things like gravity. We teach our kids about gravity, and that means that they're not going to go walking off the edge of something because the parents have already taught them that gravity works, whether you can see it or not. Heaven forbid if a child's sitting in a window in a multi-story window or a multi-story building and falls over the edge, nobody's going to blame gravity. They're going to, hey, parents, how come you weren't teaching the kid about gravity? Well, these same invisible laws are present, and we're not taught about them. It has to do with the law of our thinking, the power of our thoughts to create. If you think about it, everything is created twice. First, we create it in our mind, then it comes into our world. So, most of us right now that are listening are probably, we have a shirt on, maybe we're sitting in a car, sitting in a chair, wherever we are. Somebody thought of that shirt, that blouse, that jacket. Somebody thought of that seat first. And we all know this, but we don't know the power of knowing that. So what ends up happening is, let's take a business person, for example. And the business person is entering a new year. We're looking at the economy and we say, gee, the economy's not going so well. People in my business, they're still kind of holding back on their expenditures, and I don't expect that this year is really going to be the year that we turn the corner. Well, that's an expression of something that's invisible. Their thought, their expectations for what they believe can happen with their business. So there's that invisible law of thinking that's already setting them up not to have a great year. On the other hand, somebody in the same business can be thinking, you know what? Now it's time to turn this thing around. This is what I can do. And I believe, and that's a key word, I believe that this idea is going to take my business to the next level. This is the year we can absolutely increase our sales by whatever the number is, 30%, 50%, and that business does, and the other business doesn't. So those are the invisible laws. That's one of them. It's the law of thinking, and it's an invisible law that I work with my clients on all the time.
Deborah, I number one, I can completely understand that would be a critical law to work on. And I think it's really fascinating to hear you put it as you did. The law of thinking. Okay, well, I think about it and then it manifests. Well, our relationship is such, we've known each other for a number of years. That's exactly what we did. I jokingly said as we began this segment that, we sat on a couch and we talked about ideas. And one of the things that I said to you was, gee, I'd love to have a radio show. I'd love to have you on that show. I would love to see the concepts be expressed in such a manner that they can be shared outside of just the local sphere of our physical influence. So that was exactly what you're talking about. It was a thought that now is literally manifest, and with the magic technology today. Literally, you can be on the other side of the country from me, and yet we're still connected through this radio show, being able to share a message that really can empower people. I love that concept of the invisible. Without spending too much time there, I have to ask you, so give me another invisible law.
Another invisible law would be the law of supply. So what I mean by that is that there is sufficient supply for whatever it is that we demand. It's like two sides of the coin. And so if I'm not pressing my demand somehow into the world, because when I say demand, that can sound, you know, really controlling. That's not what I'm talking about. So let's say that, let's go back to you and I sitting on the couch and saying, hey, wouldn't it be great if we did a radio show? Well, we created a demand for that radio show. We created a desire for that radio show, for this that we're doing right now. So in creating that desire, we also impress in a way, when we understand that supply is sufficient, then we also create or have at our disposal the various tools we need to have that happen. So there's a law of supply, but it's not triggered until we give it some specific idea or plan that we want to generate. The value in knowing that is, you know, what happens, what I notice is when people are creating a vision for their life, and it's fascinating to me that by and large, we're much more inclined to create a vision for our business than our life. You know, we have we kind of throw around the statistic, and you know, as our listeners are hearing these words, that people will spend more time planning a 2-week vacation than they do planning their life. You know, for the most part, we don't just sit down and say, okay, I'm going to plan my life. You know, where do I want to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now? And like, do it in a serious way. Our society says, oh, you're just a dreamer. Just a dreamer. We use that word. We kind of tease each other about those sorts of things. So when I come back to the law of supply, it's saying, you know, those visions, those dreams are not only legitimate, but they're necessary in being able to create the kind of life that is totally fulfilling and expresses what we're capable of bringing to the world.
You know, that makes so much sense, because you are right in that we spend a lot of time thinking about, and I do, I'm guilty of this one, you know, but we spend time thinking about our business and not necessarily about how we build the life that we want to live. And so as we go into this break here on Straight Talk Radio, my guest is Deborah Olive, and we're talking about the invisible side of success. So when we get back, what we're going to do is we're going to pick up, Deborah, on what you were talking about, which is building a vision. And I'll have you walk us through some of those details. But for right now, hang with us through the break. Be right back here on Straight Talk Radio with Chuck Gallagher and Deborah Olive. My guest today on Straight Talk Radio is Deborah Olive. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher, and let me say that Deborah's first career incarnation was in the corporate sales world, where she consistently exceeded her sales goals in the medical diagnostics industry. And a turning point occurred for her in the 90s, and she followed her heart to become an ordained minister and transformational leader in the nonprofit world. Over the course of 2 decades, she inspired and empowered thousands of people from all walks of life to achieve greater fulfillment in their personal and professional lives. And today, Deborah and I are talking about her work in the invisible side of success. And I know that you start that talking about building a vision. So walk me through some of the details of building a vision for that success.
Okay. So one of the things that I generally do is, first of all, I'll ask someone, you know, what is your dream and what is your vision for your life? And when I'm talking about life, I'm talking about several different areas. So that would include one's career objectives, their creativity, their health, their relationships, their spiritual life. So it's really a spectrum, a full spectrum life. And I would ask, you know, what is your dream? The interesting thing is, and I have found really over years of asking that question, that that can be very intimidating to people. Again, right at the end of the last segment, I was talking about how we have downplayed what a vision is or what a dream is. We say, oh, just a dream. So what I do is I begin to encourage people to look. Well, what would you love? And that's a specific question, Chuck. That is very much designed to offset the question that most of us ask most of the time, and that is, what do I think I can have? And it's amazing how many people design their lives. It's just what our society teaches us by what do I think I can have. So when I ask, what do you love, it opens the door to new possibilities. So let me put some, you know, let me put a picture to this.
Okay, cool.
So there's a man named John. And John is a salesman. He sells real estate. He lives in Mexico. And John's life is pretty good. You know, he makes a decent living. He's well-respected. He's married. His marriage is fine. His kids are fine, going to school, getting decent grades. And, you know, he's kind of in that place in life where he's done a lot of the things that people expect to do. And the question is, so John, what's your dream? And John says, oh, you know, I don't know. Everything's going along pretty good, actually. So then what I do is I start looking, because one of the things that we can ask a question, where would you like to be 3 years from now? And by asking that question, it kind of trips the mind up a little bit. Well, 3 years is long enough. Something needs to change. Don't know what that is, but, you know, something. And 3 years is also a long enough time period that if we want something big to happen, we have a belief that that's possible. So it's like, so John, 3 years from now, you know, where do you want to be? You know, like, how are things going? Everything's fine, but where is there an area of discontent? That starts triggering things. So for John, it was, well, the kids are going to be a little bit older, and while the house we're in is just fine today, they're going to want, you know, their own space and a spot to bring their friends over, and we just don't have that. So now we've identified an area of discontent. That's really key in terms of building a dream. So I asked him, I said, so John, what would you love? Well, I'd love to have a house that's got more space. I mean, he's not really in a creative mode yet. And so we talked a little bit more and asked him, you know, what would be the next step in terms of having a house that you love 3 years from now? And he said, well, I guess the next step is to sketch that out, you know, maybe just like on a napkin or a piece of paper, or, you know, just kind of start doodling with what the layout of the new house would be like. And I said, okay, great. You know, that was that. He was not a client. It was a conversation. The interesting thing is, following that time period, next thing you know, he's got some sketches. He's starting to warm up to the idea. And we talked again, and it's like, so John, what's the next step? He's like, oh, I guess I need to talk to an architect. So the reason I share that is, for the person who doesn't know what their vision is and might be listening to this show, it's, you know, what are your longings and where are you discontent? And then just take the one step you can take right where you are with what you have. In the case of John, it was, you know, to start doing some sketches on a piece of paper.
Deborah, let me ask this question. And, you know, one of the things, I guess one of the tenets behind this show, Straight Talk Radio, is I'm going to ask some of the questions that people want to hear, but that they don't know how to ask or don't have the guts to. But as I hear you say that, number one, I think you know me well enough to know I get that. That makes perfect sense to me. But I want to say, but it started with, you know, John was pretty content in life. So he had found a certain level of ability to create or manifest. I guess that's the word I like, to manifest, you know, a level of success that was comfortable. But I see so many people that are living an uncomfortable life. They're discontented and they don't even have a belief that they're capable of having something like other people have or that success. You know, to say to that person, well, sketch it out on a napkin what you'd want, they'd probably say to you, may as well throw that away because there's no chance I'm ever going to get that. And you hear about the, boy, this is going to be tough. You hear them, it's almost like they're getting out of the wambulance. They're going to wambulance all about all of the problems they have in life, which really clouds the ability to have any vision for the future. How do you help people find clarity about their ability to get or create that success when they believe it's not, they're not worthy of it?
So there's a couple places to go with that, Chuck. One place that I like to go is to ask them to think about something in the past, from their past, that they wanted and they were able to generate for themselves. So basically what I want to do is find an experience of success that they have had. Maybe they don't call it success, but I can shine that light on it if they can find that place. I mean, so maybe they graduated from high school. Maybe they graduated from college. That first job that they got, maybe they found somebody that they're going through life with that they really appreciate. You know, at one point in time, they met that person and they were impressive enough that the relationship got started. So I'd be looking with them to find a place of success. That would be the first place I'd start.
Yeah, see, that makes sense to me. And I don't want you to lose your thought, but there's a dear friend of mine who, and this is so simple, had said, I'd like an iPad. But every other thing that came out of their mouth was, but you know, I'll never get that. And I mean, it was like, oh, I was wanting to pull my hair out listening to it, but the desire for the iPad and the speaking it into existence. And then the next thing you know, all of a sudden someone gives her an iPad and she's like, wow. And my first stop, the first thing I said was, you manifested that. You need to be able to see what you're just saying. Look, you can create as much as you think you can't. You just created what you wanted. You got it. So, you know, you do need to hang on to that anchor that you do have the power, even though you might say you don't. Here's an example of what you do. And I think that's what you're trying to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the other part of that is, you know, in some way, that person who just manifested the iPad can say, well, this was a little bit random. This person heard me say that. They're my friend. They gave it to me. You know, what I do when I work with people with the invisible law of success is to be able to start teaching how to move systematically in that direction. So, for example, when somebody has a strong desire, the opposite side of that and tangential side of that is a sense of expectancy. So desiring something is the energy going out into the world. Expecting it is that which draws it to us. So if we can couple expectancy with desire, it simply speeds the process up. And, you know, an iPad is a perfect example because it's something that the person can touch and feel and see. They can go down to the Apple store and look at it or Best Buy or wherever they go. It's a tangible item. And what I want to do in supporting people with their vision is to really bring it into a tangible experience for themselves even before it's present. And the more tangible that experience is, the more they can feel it, put themselves into the experience of their vision, you know, so that they can describe it. You know, it's not unlike if you want a new home, Chuck, you can't just sit down with the architect and say, build me a happy home. You know, the architect is going to say, what does a happy home look like? You know, so you know, the kitchen looks this way and we want it big enough and there's an island and a place for people to be around it. You know, that might be one person's dream. Another person's dream is, you know, I want a tiny kitchen, but I want it to look out over this beautiful view. So we have to be able to describe that. And the more we can describe that, the more it builds up the desire. And that's one side of the coin. The expectancy is actually triggered by our taking steps in the direction of our dream and with the expectation that something is going to come back to us.
Now, we're at another break. That's amazing. This seems to just be moving so quickly. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Deborah Olive, and she is talking about the invisible side of success. And man, there are some wonderful and profound things that have come out thus far. You said something about moving in the direction of your dreams, and so when we get back from the break, we're going to move in that direction. This, again, is Chuck Gallagher on Straight Talk Radio. Stick with me, and after the break, we'll be back with Deborah Olive. Well, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and we're back from the break. Deborah Olive is a dear friend of mine and a guest on the show. And I need to say, because we've been talking about the invisible side of success, one of the questions that has come up is, well, you know, gosh, Leigh, what am I going to be able to get out of this show? And I think I have to say it this way. If you want to truly tap into the invisible side of success, you need to contact Deborah. Deborah is certainly a master of that. And she's a truly inspirational presenter, but probably more important, she is a great life coach. Deborah Olive's website is deboraholive.lifemasteryinstitute.com. deboraholive.lifemasteryinstitute.com. And after the show airs, we'll actually have a transcription of the show on my website at chuckgallagher.com, and you'll be able to connect right there. In fact, not long ago, March 2014, Deborah received the Distinguished Life Mastery Transformational Coach Award of Excellence. So this is a lady that knows what she's doing. Now, Deborah, you said, or we're talking about, you know, taking steps to move in the direction of your dreams. And there's a dear friend of mine, Michael Gott, who has got a great song called Move in the Direction of Your Dreams. Truly inspirational. And I know you've said that one needs to take steps to move in the direction of your dreams, but so Deborah, some people lack the confidence to take the steps. They don't even have the confidence to know what step to take. So how do you help people find the basic confidence necessary to move forward?
You know, Chuck, what you've just asked is absolutely perfect. So I want to paint a little bit of a picture for our guests, for your guests. And that is, the first thing we do is take a look at where am I now? You know, and so for each person, there's just an assessment, kind of a point A, if you will. It's like, where am I in my relationships? Where am I with my business? Whatever it is a person is most interested in and wants to work on. And that really does work because the area where I'm an expert is the area of transformation and change. And I can apply that, whether it's business or personal, I can apply it to so many different areas. So the first question is, where am I now? And we paint a picture of that. That's pretty easy to paint. It's what we tell ourselves and the people in our world every day of our life. And the second piece is we paint a picture of the vision. And the more clear that is, and that's what we were talking about in the last segment, the more clear that is, the better the idea we have of where it is that we want to go. So now we've got two points. We've got where we are now, where we want to go, and there's a gap in between. And that gap is the place where most people, actually, seriously, 97% of the people end up not readily crossing that gap into their vision, which is a huge number. So
that's amazing. So here's where I am today. Here's where I want to be. And 97% of the people won't make the transition.
That's true.
Amazing. Okay, so let me just stop. I have to say this. So if you want to make the transition and you're listening to this show, you need to pay careful attention to where Deborah's taking you. And more importantly, that says to me, people need to take action.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. No, that is right on. So basically, what I'm doing is helping build a bridge across that gap. And part of the reason that I'm able to do that is, one, I've had 30 years experience working with that. Two is I've been trained by an organization called the Life Mastery Institute, and there are specific steps that we can take. There's actually 10 of those. I'm not going to try to do that over the show, but it's like 10 specific steps we can take. And when they're done in a particular sequence, but I'm not saying that this is a linear process at all, but there's certain things. For example, at the beginning of moving into your dreams, there's a point where we say, yes, I'm all in. You know? I use an image of straddling a fence that's just a little bit too tall, 1 foot on one side and 1 foot on the other side. It's painful. Until we put both feet in. So we want to get to the spot where both feet are in. That's an early, early decision in terms of moving toward our dream. So that's just one example. So we're building a bridge from where we are now to where we want to be. And the interesting thing is we have every bit of confidence that the best athletes are going to be able to excel when they have a coach working with them. And in life, we haven't quite gotten to that place yet where we can have the expectancy that a coach working with us can really help us to navigate that gap. So that's what I do. And it's amazing. No matter where we are in our life, in our career, as we go across the gap, it's new territory for us. It's unknown. So there's a certain relationship we have with that unknown. As a coach, I can walk side by side with someone, but it's not my green growing edge the same way it is the person who's walking across that. So I can see it differently. And we create simple, usually simple, small steps that begin to move a person toward their dream. And as that happens, we see more. So here's an example. I live out in the Pacific Northwest, and oh my gosh, we've got such beautiful hiking trails out here. So I can go for a hike, and if I'm hiking with somebody else and I'm going up a hill, the person in front of me may only be 5 or 10 steps in front of me, but all of a sudden I hear them go, wow, look at that view. I'm behind them. I'm down the hill. All I see are vines and the bases of trees. You know, but when I get that 5 steps further down the road, or up the trail, I'm going to be able to say, wow, look at that view. So that analogy, as my clients take steps toward their dreams, they begin to see things that they didn't see from the earlier vantage point. And in being able to have the dialogues along the way, having the support of a specific system, having someone simply see things not through their eyes, you know, I have a different perspective as a coach. I'm not inside the frame with them. If you imagine a picture on the wall, from the outside in, we see exactly where that picture is. We can see the perspective, we see everything, but if we put ourselves inside the frame and we're looking out, we can't even see what's in the same picture with us. So as a coach, I'm standing outside the frame, able to see a bigger picture, and it's through questions, it's through dialogues, it's through drawing forth the passion and wisdom of my client, and providing the encouragement oftentimes to keep taking that next step, and amazing things happen.
Deborah, you know, what you just said makes a lot of sense to me. And I have to say this, and some people who are going to listen to this will be a little irritated, but I've always been a little challenged with this personal life coach thing. And only from this perspective, because, you know, if you have a system and you follow the system, I am so with that. But so many people can say, well, I'm a life coach now. Let me say this to the people that are listening to this show. Deborah Olive, in March of 2014, received the Distinguished Life Mastery Transformational Coach Award of Excellence. You are trained in a system that works, and you have been acknowledged and received awards because of the work that you do. And I think that is a critical difference. At least it is to me, because, you know, I mean, here's the reality. If I want someone to coach me through a process, number one, I want someone that has experience. I want someone that has demonstrated success. And I want someone that I can confidently believe knows what they're doing. Now, I'm going to be the first to say this. I'm not a great sports person, but, you know, let's be honest. Mike Krzyzewski with Duke played basketball, and no one can doubt his skill as a coach of a college basketball team. So if you want a coach, go to someone that's the best. And in this case, Deborah, you've done a great job of at least setting the stage to help people understand how to navigate that gap. And when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about that. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. My guest is Deborah Olive. We're talking about the invisible side of success and how you can find the success that you truly are seeking. Stay with us. We'll be back from the break in just a minute. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and my guest is Deborah Olive. I am so glad to have her on the show. Through her service on boards such as the Hunger Project and Association for Global New Thought, Deborah's work extends internationally. And the radio show, A World That Works, continues to enjoy an international audience. Deborah's work with organizations and individuals repeatedly show that bottom line results come from taking a holistic approach, one that incorporates the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And, you know, many of Deborah's clients experience double results in half the time. And as I said before we went into the break, in March 2014, this year, she received the Distinguished Life Mastery Transformational Coach Award of Excellence. She knows what she's doing. And we were talking about this whole concept of the gap. Okay, so here's where we are now. Here's where we want to be. The difference between where we want to be and where we are is the gap. And astonishingly, 97% of the people have difficulty navigating the gap. And I'm going to guess, now it's a guess, maybe I'm wrong, that the biggest impediment to moving forward or to navigating that gap is fear. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. And it comes up in many, many different ways. So I'm in the interest of straight talk, I'm going to share one of my own experiences, and hopefully we'll have time to share a couple successes of some of my clients. But when we talk about fear of that gap, when I went through my studies at the university, I was pre-med. I expected to come out and become a doctor. Interestingly, the closer I got to my senior year, the tireder I got of being in school. I was like, you know what? I don't think the pre-med thing is where I want to go. I just want to get out and get in the world and start working. That's what I did. Years later, when I look back on that time, and by the way, I'm very happy the way things turned out, but when I look back on that time, what I realize is that I never even applied to med school. That meant I could not fail. So instead of looking at what would I love, it was I rearranged my own thought patterns. What I would love is to get out of school and get on with my life. But what I avoided was going through the process of potentially applying and not being accepted. So many, many, many people are in that 97% of not reaching their dreams because they don't even try.
You know, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. You know, if you don't try, you can't fail. And therefore, you can at least maintain some level of comfort. I use that word loosely, but comfort about who you are. Because we all would like, I think we all would like to think that we have some level of success, but you know, rejection just is that's tough. And I guess in a sense, you couldn't be rejected if you didn't apply.
That's right. And I know many, many, many people who have similar stories. So here's one of my clients that I worked with, who is an environmental geologist who is very, very good at her craft. She and her team are often called in as expert witnesses. They're in Southern California, and that team has even been called to Washington, D.C. for certain federal cases. They are good. Her particular area of expertise is to read the jury. And then at the end of the day, when the team is debriefing and they're working with very complex mathematical equations and probabilities, and you know, and they're trying to bring that into a story that the jury can really relate to, her job is to read them and translate that information. Well, over the years, she never got the next level of certification because she didn't want to deal with the math. So here's a client that I've got that wants this certification, put it on the back burner, says, I'm not even going to go for it. And what ends up happening is during one of the cases that they're expert witness on, one of the people who knows the math can't make it. It falls on her to get the job done in a week. She crammed with my coaching. She crammed for that experience, and actually under one of the toughest kinds of scenarios I could imagine, with a prosecuting attorney in your face, she shined in stepping into the shoes of that person and presenting those mathematical equations. After that, it was like I told my client, I said, okay, are you going to go take the test now and get certified? So, of course, she did. So she has a certification today that she wasn't going for. And, you know, that's over a period of some 20 years. The math just intimidated her. She never went for it. So in working with me as her coach, we walked through something that scary. And she was able to achieve that in a very, very short period of time. So I have many stories like that about clients, usually not quite that dramatic, you know, but many stories like that for clients. And it could be something, just to bring it to another level, a VP in an accounting firm who is really skilled at her job, what she wants to do is spend more time with her art. And during the course of our coaching, she's actually generated in 9 weeks more art than she has in the last 3 years. So it's amazing, absolutely amazing what we can generate when there's somebody who's standing with us, who's trained, who's skilled, who believes in us, and who can give us the steps, step by step, to bring us into a high probability for success.
You know, Deborah, both of us function comfortably in the speaking world, and it's easy in one sense of the word to sit back and to say, you know, this is something that I'm passionate about doing, but you really kind of hit the nail on the head. And honestly, it's kind of transforming that in my mind as well, because you sit here and you say, okay, you're able to look at someone's experience from the outside looking in. You know, I'm going to see things through my eyes, and whatever my fears may be, I'm going to see them through my eyes. But if I can work with someone who has the skill and the knowledge base that I can respect to say, okay, Deborah, I trust with you. Here's my vision, but I need some help making sure I get there. If you've got somebody with you on the sidelines or wherever it happens to be, and we can all connect with sports because it's so natural, it's just weird that we don't seem to connect that naturally in life. Now, for those people that are listening, this is, I think, very important. If you want to connect with Deborah, Deborah's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. So we're bi-coastal at this stage in terms of this radio show. But if you want to connect with Deborah, it's deboraholive.lifemasteryinstitute.com. deboraholive.lifemasteryinstitute.com. And the reason I say that and in promoting the concept with you, Deborah, is, you know, it's easy enough in one sense of the word to talk about the invisible side of success. I mean, we can talk about what our thoughts are and then how those thoughts manifest. We can talk about where we are today and where you want to be. But the gap, to me, is that was so profound. If, you know, if 97% of the people don't ever make it across the gap, then you never get from one side to the other, which means you just never quite accomplish what as a human being you might be destined to accomplish, if you want to call it destined, you know, here in this life. And I think truly we all have really interesting and unique gifts. We just need to be able to focus our attention on how do we manifest that in a productive way. So, I really need to say that so that, you know, folks that are listening can connect the dots with, okay, well, great, I heard this radio show, but how do I take action? Now, let me ask you this last question before we ultimately have to complete. You talk about moving from unconsciousness to consciousness in our competency. So, you know, maybe it's tough in the last minute or two that we have, but what advice would you give someone who says, okay, here's where I am, here's where I want to be, and unconsciously I'm making decisions that aren't getting me there? How do I get to that conscious level where I'm making better choices?
Wow, that is a big question for a minute.
for a minute, I know. It's terrible. I'm so sorry.
You know how to do that. So the first thing is asking the question. So simply by asking, how do I get there from here, it's bringing in a level of awareness that I'm not where I want to be. So that's the first thing. So we start out unconscious and incompetent. The next step is to be conscious and to realize we're incompetent in that area. We don't know how to do it. And somebody that I'm sure you know well, Chuck, Mark Victor Hansen, gives the idea of, you know, a little kid. He doesn't know yet how to tie his shoes. His mom does it for him. Now, this is before Velcro, or the kid doesn't have Velcro shoes. But in the beginning, he's incompetent. He doesn't know how to tie his shoes. He's unconscious. He doesn't care. Then he comes into the level of awareness where he cares. Now he knows he doesn't know how to tie his shoes. So that's what we're talking about, conscious incompetent. Next thing you know, we start taking those small, sweet steps. And we begin to, okay, take this shoestring, put it over top of that shoestring. You know, that's not how my coaching is, obviously, but, you know, put it over top. And pretty soon the kid starts having some level of competency at tying those shoes, but they're really having to work at it. So it's conscious competence. And then after tying our shoes, however many times it is, you know, we just do it. We don't even think about it. That's unconscious competence. So the first step is really a level of awareness that says, I don't want to do it this way anymore. And then having the motivation to really take a step forward. The other piece is developing that vision. What is it that you would like to have? It doesn't even need to be a vision you believe you can have yet. I can help you with that. So, Chuck, thanks for talking about my website. I want to spell it for people because Deborah gets spelled so many different ways. So that's Deborah, olive like a little green fruit, olive.lifemasteryinstitute.com. And, you know, thanks for the invitation, Chuck, to be on your show and to talk about something that I absolutely love to talk about.
Well, Deborah, it's been great. And I want to say this, if your organization is planning a powerful meeting that seeks a truly inspirational presenter, reach out, give Deborah a call. I'm sure she'll welcome the opportunity to talk with you. And Deborah, I appreciate you taking the time for joining me. One of the things that I think is so critically powerful here on Straight Talk Radio is we take topics like success and the invisible side of success and explore them and try to find out what is it that we can do that is going to empower and potentially transform your life. And I know my relationship with Deborah as friends over a number of years has shown me that she brings transformational outcomes to people's lives. So thank you for joining us here on Straight Talk Radio, transformational talk radio to live by. This is Chuck Gallagher. And remember, every choice has a consequence. So here's to the power of positive choices in your life.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.